You're listening to SBS News.
Social distancing measures, shutdowns and travel restrictions are beginning to cause coronavirus curves around the world to flatten. But they are only temporary measures. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says Australia has put itself in a position of strength in the fight against COVID-19. His comments come after a slowdown in infection rates eases pressure on hospitals and buys time for scientists to develop a vaccine. And although it is difficult to place a definite timeframe on a project which has never before been successfully undertaken, there will be no shortage of effort in trying to make it a reality. Professor Murphy says scientists are not discouraged by the challenge.
If there is any disease for which vaccine development will be accelerated, it's this one. So it is hard, though, because coronavirus vaccines haven't been successfully made before with SARS and MERS, but there are so many people working on this now, so many brilliant scientists, including many in Australia, that we can hope.
Several university-based research groups around the world have already nominated dates for the successful delivery of a vaccine. Adelaide-based Professor Nikolai Petrovsky of Flinders University says his team is fast approaching the clinical trial phase of their COVID-19 vaccine.
We're getting very close to human clinical trials now with our vaccine, and we're hoping to start those within the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Professor Petrovsky developed a vaccine for SARS in 2010 that proved successful in mice. Funding was cut for that project before it could be proven in humans, as swine flu and Ebola became more pressing issues. But its basis has given his team a head start now, as the vaccine for the two coronaviruses are almost identical. Professor Petrovsky says it will avoid actually giving people a different virus to counter a COVID-19 infection.
All we've done is we've taken out the gene from COVID-19 and substituted that for the gene in SARS and used that to produce artificial protein. And it's actually the protein that we use to immunise. So unlike other groups, we're not giving people a virus of any sort. We're actually just giving them a pure, harmless protein as part of our vaccine.
Meanwhile, scientists at Oxford University in the UK are confident they will have a proven vaccine by September. Lead Professor Sarah Gilbert is lobbying the government to mass-produce their drug, so it is fully ready for distribution once proven. The treatment developed by Professor Gilbert and her team at Oxford reportedly works by combining a harmless chimpanzee virus with the part of the COVID-19 virus required for immunity. Once a patient is injected with the combination, it is hoped they can develop the antibodies required to combat coronavirus. Associate Professor Sanjaya Sunanayaka is a specialist in infectious diseases and Associate Professor of Medicine at the Australian National University. He is hopeful Professor Gilbert's team will be able to apply lessons learned from past experience.
I think it has a good chance of succeeding, but we'll only know once we test it. This laboratory had also been developing a vaccine for one of the related coronaviruses, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome virus, which is also a coronavirus. So they've had some experience with this, and hopefully this will be right on the money.
In the US, doctors are using an antiparasitic drug called remdesivir to ease breathing difficulties in already infected patients. It was developed for Ebola and allegedly stops the virus from reproducing in the body. It is also commonly used by farmers for the treatment of worms and ticks in livestock. Professor Sunanayaka says the successful vaccine could come from one of several different types.
There are various ways of developing vaccines. So there are recombinant vaccines, live attenuated vaccines, subunit vaccines. So there's so many ways of doing it. And I believe there are over 100 different vaccines under development for this particular infection.
While in the past funding has proven to be an issue in developing coronavirus vaccines, the tide has changed as the COVID-19 pandemic grinds the world's economies to a halt. US President Donald Trump has signed off on $3 billion for research and development, while the UK government has a total of £544 million allocated to coronavirus vaccine research. A group of tech billionaires, including LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman, have set up an accelerated grant program. The program makes checks of up to $500,000 available for scientists within 48 hours of their application. And tech billionaire Bill Gates has himself pledged $125 million to support drug development.
So the idea that vaccines should get to everyone in the world, that's one of the great priorities of the Gates Foundation. You know, as we fund the innovators to create these vaccines, we'll get commitments that they're not trying to make a profit, a meaningful profit, out of this, because, you know, this is emergency type need, and we shouldn't let, you know, that stand in the way.
But despite the plethora of funding and the many projects showing great progress and potential around the world, Professor Murphy remains somewhat sceptical.
We cannot be unrealistic, and none of these announcements that I've heard give me enough confidence to say that those dates will be met, but I'm, you know, these are reputable universities, and let all strengths to their arm.
Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.